Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Seen it once. He is the yin to Rob's yang, the pain in Rob's ass, Mr. Ray Cash.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Wow.
I haven't said it in a long time. That's why I had to pull that out.
Where you been hiding, man?
At the house. Just a busy man, bro. I had no time.
Actually, house family, boss. Seriously.
We good. We good. Renaya just turned 13 yesterday. So
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah, man. So it's been, I mean, you know, been good. Kids been good. Alyssa graduated, so.
Happy Father's Day to the three of you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. And on behalf of the kiddies, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Thanks for showing up today so you can wish me a cat Father's Day, you dick.
Okay. Hey, man, you know. Takes a real
one. PC, happy Father's Day for all the kids you don't know about.
I mean, you know, 13th that and could Cherry, be many. We'd be running down 33rd and Burleigh. You know, who knows?
Hey, Tony and Nick Cannon run neck and neck on kids they don't know about.
It might be time to start the show.
This is what you wanted. You wanted to be back. This is what you wanted. What's up with that? You ready?
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary. Let's get it on. Move to the music, play that music, move it to the music. Welcome to Monday Night Rollins. Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the demon dogs. Move to the music, play that fucking music.
Move it to the music, yeah. Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony, and I am joined not by DPP, not by AJ Balazs, but by DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. As always, afternoon pay-per-view, sir, you and I, it's become a thing. How the hell are you? Because I am totally in my pocket of drunkenness right now.
Oh, brother, I got a good buzz right along with you. I messaged you probably about 45 minutes to an hour ago. I said, all right, who's handling the hosting duties here? Because I've had a little bit of drink, and I know my boy Tunney has.
No, I got that, but it's not just us. I reached out, and I said, hey, who can make it? And the first to say, yes, sir, I'll be there, was none other than the genius himself, the mathematician, the man among numbers, R. Bonnie himself, Rob Bonnette. What's going on, brother?
And nothing much. And the man who is also wearing the Mindless Wrestling Podcast t-shirt.
Oh, snap dog, ProWrestlingTees.com / chair shot. Did you get it in soft style, my brother?
Yes, sir.
So your nipples logo. Your nipples feel real good, don't they, then?
You just had to make it weird, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Nipples, nipples, nipples. Rob's got softly covered nipples. But the big story of the day. I mean, this is kind of crazy because, like, about 5 minutes before we was going to jump on and I was going to start, I was just like, hey, we're about to talk Clash, you know. And he's like, I'm in. And here he is. I like to think it's the original variant. One of my very, very good friends, a chair shot legend in his own right. He is actually the vice commissioner of the Chair Shot Radio Network. You know that. Ray Cash is back in the house, baby. Last seen on the superhero bracket show on Bandwagon Nerds.
By the way, last seen on the superhero bracket show that I created that I missed the last two episodes of.
You knew how that was going anyway, though, didn't we?
I mean, I thought, I knew that Wanda would probably be the favorite, but I thought that Superman versus Wanda would have been a good fight.
Okay. So how did it go? I missed them. Who won?
Wanda.
Yeah, when you can warp reality, no, you can't. Nobody can touch you, dog.
Yeah, Wanda bodies Superman in the long game. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, for the record, just based on, it was the idea of it wasn't comic book wise, like in comic books, it was on screen. When Wanda killed Professor X in his mind, nothing to talk about. What else can we talk about?
Yeah.
By the way, good to see you all. Hello, Cherish Our Friends. I'm not dead. I'm not in witness protection as my good friend Rob thought I was. I'm alive. Just busy. And since two of my three brethren are drunk, I'd like to quote the late great James Brown and say I'm high off life. High off God. How about that?
I won't play that bit with the James Brown interview, but we'll just keep moving on here. Let's see. How long has it been? Yeah. We've definitely been here long enough. We can take a commercial. We got DJ. We got Rob. We got Ray and PC. Clash at the Castle review. Immediate reactions when we come back right here on DWI, Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back right here. Immediate reactions to Clash in the Castle here. I'm recording it and posting it, so I'm taking it. I have no problem if anybody else would like to record, post it, and take it, but that's going to be the rule here on the post shows. DJ and Rob, don't forget to listen to every Mindless Wrestling podcast every Saturday morning. Ray Cash, you can find him randomly.
Yeah. I pop up every now and then. Hey, I pop up randomly like CM Punk pops up every now and then, huh?
Oh, son of a biscuit. That did happen. We'll get to that. All right, First of all, did any of you have the card right? I called the card on DWI.
No.
No.
No, we shit the bed on the Mindless Wrestling podcast.
I'd
Cody and Bailey, that's it.
If I knew what happened to Alba Fire's family, I would have called that differently. I didn't know what happened to it.
We did know, and we still didn't call it, like a bunch of assholes.
I meant the order of the card. I meant the order of the card.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't give a shit about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I had that. Well, I knew that I quit match to start, yeah.
Yeah. No, I had all the champs winning, except I had Drew winning. That's what I had for predictions. Anybody else?
No, I had Drew too, but I mean,
yeah,
like I put up a poll and I kept Cody out of it and said who was going to lose their title, and I didn't expect the tag team. Go ahead, Ray. Yeah,
I was just gonna say this show was a perfect example of you think you know, and then after it happens, you're like, damn, it was right there in front of me and I missed it.
Did you guys think though that Drew wasn't gonna win after the tag team title change? Because I was like, now we probably aren't gonna get it.
I started to kind of think that, yeah, it may not
I was
happen.
Like, oh, I did not see this coming, and I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen. I said, unless Piper Niven wins here, I don't think Drew's winning. Like, it could
there
have
was
been
no way Piper was winning.
No, but, like, I mean, unless they're going for the clean sweep, you know, at home, I was like, DJ, jump in.
Well, I was in the chat with Rob and a few other friends, and as soon as Isle of Fire and Isle of Dawn won, I was like, wait a minute, is there a real possibility of Drew losing here? Because obviously, I had on nobody's bingo card, did anybody have Piper Niven winning? Like, as good as Piper is, as much as I love her, there was absolutely no way she was winning. And I knew they weren't going to go a complete 3-0 sweep with the Scots all winning. So I'm like, man, something's up. Drew's got to be losing here.
It was. I was off. I was way off because I had Gable winning because I thought the Creeds was coming out.
We did too.
Man. And then also, again, it's right in front of your face, right? All week, thinking of the last few days, we've all known that Punk was in Glasgow.
Right. And so I was like, oh, that's, I don't know. I thought that was a red herring. I was like, oh, he's out there, but he's not going to be on TV. He's just out there. That's what I thought, right? And it was like, how many times I went into the chat and I was like, going to put in, oh, Punk cost Drew the title. And I was like, no, nah, I just don't think it happens. Is that how you felt, Ray? Is that what you meant?
So what I was thinking was, I thought, number one, and again, maybe this is old school Ray, the Ray that loves wrestling
before
and
you
how
watch,
it's caught in the business.
Before you watch Flash Gordon. Right. Pre-Flash Gordon Ray. I'm sorry. That was like, I love you, but I had to put one that one out there.
I got you. As my Brits would
last
say, you're
one.
A cheeky scamp.
Last
you're
one.
A cheeky scamp.
That was the only one for the day for me.
No, so I am a big believer in, I don't think, unless it's a retirement situation or like a major situation, the babyface should win it in their hometown. I enjoy seeing the babyface lose in their hometown. However, the recent administration and things have changed. The Drew situation and Clash 2 years ago was different. Roman was on the run of all runs. He had to lose. But other than that, every major person at home be winning now. So I was like, they're not going to do it to Drew twice. And Triple H is old school. And what I love is they didn't screw him. They didn't screw him. They screwed him in the idea of the story. But the point is, story prevails.
Well,
the story that Drew keeps getting in his own way prevails.
That's
and
WWE.
I think it's a beautiful story being told. Yeah.
Sure. Let's get into the card. How about that, guys? Should we start right away? Cody, AJ. I mean, another amazing performance by the crowd singing the biggest babyfaces song, right? Like, that was great. It was awesome. It was good to see it. Like, you know, they showed up for it. What a fucking match.
Hey,
how long was this match? 35, 40 minutes?
It felt like 40 minutes. I mean, probably it was a little less than that, but when I looked down at my watch, it was like 2:40, and they hadn't even gone to the finish yet. And I, you know, entrances and everything, they probably started at about 10 after. So
I'm going to see if I can find it here anywhere.
Rob,
while you look at it.
Rob, you research. Ray, go ahead. Give your first thoughts here on Cody AJ.
No, I don't want to give my thoughts yet. I let somebody else go. I was just going to say, talking about
27:46.
That's it?
It felt longer, man.
Maybe they did. Okay, when you count the singing when they're both in the ring and everything else, yeah, I guess.
And I was just going to make a joke about the singing that, like, Downstate don't even know the words to Kingdom. That's amazing to me.
Very
Carry
good.
Carry on.
I'll go first, actually. I love the match. I love the fact that we got a really long match. I didn't really understand where they're going, and they could have booked this better with AJ and Cody. But at the same time, this is the blow-off. They had the interaction with his mom, which was really cool. I wish she wouldn't have hesitated on the first slap and just let it go. But she did go back for two more because she liked it. But it's just really cool. I think Cody's mom is the all-star here. I think Cody's mom is a bigger star than Cody, to be honest with you. But great match. Good for AJ. Go ahead, Ray.
I apologize for interrupting.
It's a good part of Flash Gordon. You want to fucking narrate it?
You want to be funny. I'm being serious. CM Punk.
Have you met him?
CM Punk is at the podium for the press conference.
Okay.
The last time he was at the podium for a press conference, it was some news.
I'm
being
old. I'm tired.
Laid out.
I'm injured, and I work with kids.
So I'm just saying, clearly it's not going to happen in this, but I think it's enough to say.
Rob,
I just wanted to point that to the people.
Rob, he didn't interrupt me. He interrupted you.
Yeah, no, please continue. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
No, really, no. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just thought that was of note. It literally walked up in that.
It's
not
happening as we speak.
I am not an evil human, sir.
I think you're. I think you're working on being Patrick O'Dowd's Silver Surfer.
That's a good call, man. Ring the bell for yourself on that.
Yeah,
one,
I would love to. I would love to. The chair shot villain has been recruiting. I love you, Ray. I'm just trying to wrangle you back in.
That cosmic evilness is coming through, huh?
No, I love you, man. I'm glad you're here today. Rob, we're all going to be quiet because I want to hear your opinion.
Okay. didn't like when they went in the hallway and for a couple minutes, but once they got back to the ring.
Can I ask you a specific question?
Yes.
Like, they got back there, right, amongst all the people that were producing the show, and there was all those monitors and, like, the headphones, yeah. And, like, they were very careful to grab and do the choke thing, and, like, why even do that? Because you know, the second they went back there, did you have the same thought as me? Like, they're not going to mess any of this stuff up. This is actually where they're producing the fucking show.
Right. Yeah, and so that's the thing. Like, if you're going to go back there and not, like, just fall all over the tables and everything, then, I mean, what are we doing? But then when they got back out and when they got back out to the ring, I thought it was really good. I thought, I thought it was actually going pretty great. I did not like the finish. Edge and Christian did the same kind of finish on Dynamite earlier this year in an I Quit match where Edge had him trapped in the corner and was about to hit him with something. I forgot what it was. And Christian said, I quit.
It was the baseball bat with the nails in it. And I hate that I know that. Shut up, DJ. Fuck you.
Yeah. So it was,
Ray, I was like, shut up. Shut up. I'm fucking ruining my character here. Ray and DJ are just shaming me. Keep going, Rob.
So don't listen to me. When I saw that, I was like, oh, I've seen this finish before, not too long ago. I think he needed to have him in more kind of dire straits to get him to quit from what he did. Like, if he had him pinned down and was going to, like, by the steps, was going to smash him in the head with a chair or something, and AJ couldn't move, then I could see saying, I quit because you're scared. But even though he was handcuffed to the ropes, he could have kicked the steps out of his hands or something, and or he could have jumped through the ropes down to the floor and just kept running or something. I mean,
he was handcuffed, wasn't he?
But he could have kept running. I mean, he was handcuffed to the rope, but I mean,
yeah. He had 20 feet in either direction. He could run back and forth.
Yeah. I thought it was not quite enough danger for him to yell, I quit.
Go ahead, DJ.
Sorry, first of all, I got to say that I love that Tunney Khan is up to date on all things AEW.
Fuck you. Tune into the next big five project. You son of a bitch. You fucking partner in crime, asshole motherfucker.
I love it. Anyway, I pretty much agree with Rob. When they started to go back to the back and they were fighting in the back for a minute, I sent a message again into the group chat. I'm like, I hope the rest of this match gets better because right now I'm not feeling it. Then they got back in the ring and the whole thing started to pick up. We got a bit of color from both guys, which I thought was excellent given the story that they were telling and the fact that Big E foreshadowed that on the kickoff show. He promised there would be blood tonight. There was blood. The finish was what it was. It was not – I felt like it kind of fell flat given the match that they had. I guess my next question is, what's next for AJ Styles? I know we're kind of getting to the end of the road here with him. He's admitted as such. How does this guy go out being in the twilight of his career?
I think we'd all agree there's no reason he won't have at least a continuation to WrestleMania, right? Like, you want to go out at Mania. Like, he can be part-time till then. Ray, what do you think about that? And then let's go back to where we were.
I think AJ's getting to that point where he's wrestled everybody on the card. He's had significant moments and significant matches with everybody and feuds with everybody on the card. So a WrestleMania match, while is the perfect way to go out, especially in this day and age, the way we want it as fans. Yeah, it'd be cool, but I mean, you have to think about what's left for him to do, which is why the feud with him and Cody was so intriguing going into it. I initially thought, like all of y'all, about the finish being a little flat, but I think it worked for this one reason. This entire feud has been about AJ being a fraud. Not that he's not a great wrestler, he is, but that AJ ain't the same AJ. The entire reason he got this match, which was explained yesterday, I don't know when you're going to record this, Tunney, I mean, release this, Tunney, but Friday on SmackDown, they had that great promo back and forth, where Cody was like, the only reason you got this feud, you got this match, was because you had to pretend to retire.
Right.
You know, so like, So in that regard, this wasn't AJ at his strongest, his best, his most badassness. This was AJ.
Did you like the
cowering old man AJ?
Did you like the Mark Henry copycat thing or no?
So I loved it because I think enough times passed. And personally, knowing that AJ texted Mark afterwards saying, I hope I did you proud, that worked for me. Knowing that he actually gave homage to the... It was planned. It wasn't just happenstance. It was a genuinely planned moment, yes.
Mark's a free agent, too. Like, I would love to see him back in WWE. Like, he could be on television. Like, I mean,
I don't know if I want him back on TV. I don't know.
I mean, as an authority figure or something.
MLW, sure, because you know he popped off of MLW.
What if he's their
Max with MIA? But
what if he's their TNA liaison? So like when they have a TNA show and they're sending WWE people, he's there too, going, "I'm here from WWE. Make sure everything goes well."
Go ahead.
They need to hire him back as a scout because, I mean, he found Bianca, he found Jade,
I get all that. Like, Ron, it's not like breaking news if he comes back and he's off air, like, with the company getting paid, but, like, I want Mark Henry back on TV, man. Like, I was a big fan of Mark Henry.
I think we're way past that physically. That guy can't do that anymore.
I'm not saying wrestle. I'm talking authority figure, manager. Maybe a manager.
Okay, I can see that. But we've got Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis doing incredible jobs right now. We don't need another authority figure. We've got Ava down in NXT doing her thing. A manager, yes. Authority figure,
If he's the overall Triple H liaison?
No. I hear what you're saying. And I don't mean to poo-poo your idea. But we just got through watching him do a bunch of this in AEW, and he was not good at it. He had the one thing that got over it, time for the main event. But other than that, Mark, that's not Mark's strength.
All right. Okay, don't yell at me.
So, as far as the match goes, as far as Cody and AJ goes, call me crazy, but I was surprised how violent it got. I didn't expect
it. It got very violent.
Well, it's an I Quit match, though, you know?
Well, right. But in modern days, with great wrestle guys, not with hosses or big stars. With wrestle guys, I Quit matches turn out to be more submission-based. I expected this to be that. But when Corey Graves was on fire tonight, when they pulled out the little velvet sack, Corey Graves was like, you know what's normally in that sack? And AJ, on perfect cue, says, it's not what you think. Pulled out the handcuffs. Just perfect timing. And I know that wasn't planned because they couldn't hear each other.
Right.
I think it had the perfect amount of brutality and violence to start the show.
Go ahead.
It also shows that Triple H is giving the talent a bit more leeway to cook. Because, like, I don't think Vince would have allowed that much violence. I think Triple H is like, all right, you know where the line is. You might tiptoe across it, but as long as you don't cross it, you guys are good. And I like that.
The Triple H way of managing. I'm sorry, Rob. Jump right in after I'm done here. This is going to be real quick.
I think that might have been one of those cases where they would have done it anyway, like Brett did with Austin at WrestleMania.
I don't think any of that's going on right now. I think Triple H has a level of management where you reach a certain point, you get this much leeway. And then when you reach this certain point, you get that much leeway. I mean, I think people are very loyal to him in the fact that they're not going to go outside of the box because he gives you enough of the space outside of that box that you don't have to go against him. And I think that if he's smart enough, and maybe it has happened in the past, that he's come down hard on people that have come outside of his lenient ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to give people leniency, you also have to crack the whip when they get outside of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you add more, Rob?
No.
Okay. So, last thoughts on Cody AJ?
DJ was saying what's next for AJ. I don't want to watch him spending up to WrestleMania just losing to people because he's retiring. I don't want to see that. Okay. If that's all it's going to be, then go out to SummerSlam. All right. I mean, I don't think legends should go out like that. I don't think they should spend the last year of their career just losing to people all the time. He's lost to LA. He lost to LA Knight. He's lost to Cody twice. That's enough. If that's all it's going to be, then retire at SummerSlam. You
know? But if he's losing to people who can actually use.
No, I don't care. I don't care.
Nostalgia wins today, then.
Then that's why I say go out of SummerSlam, then. Don't spend a whole year doing that. If you want to spend the last 6 months, okay, fine.
AJ Styles is, whether he loses for the next 7 years, if he wrestles 7 more, I'm being hypothetical.
I'm not watching.
That's good for you.
I'm not
AJ Styles is.
I'm not gonna watch good for you. Jobs for another 9 months.
Good for you. That's cool. That's fine.
This shit is irregular when Ray is on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast.
So it's your opinion is completely okay. What I'm saying is,
I dealt with Andrew and Ray for years.
AJ Styles is, at the end of the day, he can lose 2,000 more matches. At the end of the day, is verifiable, certifiably one of the best to ever do it, especially of our generation. He's probably the OG of our generation, if we're being honest, of this generation of wrestlers. So if he can use that to put over people that need it, like if you have a Carmelo Hayes, AJ Styles feud. I know they're both heels, so it's not going to happen. But imagine the rub Carmelo would get for really beating AJ at his best. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
he's not at his best now. He's playing out the string. So, I mean,
he's not at his best.
I'm not for the year long.
So we can't even fucking talk about it. We can't have a conversation.
I'm just saying my last thing and then I'm done. I'm not for the year long. You know, lose the people on your way out tour.
Okay.
Okay. I was happy that the Undertaker won his last match. Okay. Because to me, unless there's somebody you specifically want to lose to on your way out, then you deserve to go out with your hand raised. Okay.
I mean, I know Kurt Angle wanted to lose to Baron Corbin on his way out for sure. I know that was a thing.
But that's it. I mean, I'm not here for 9 more months of AJ's jobs. Okay. If you don't do that, just retire SummerSlam.
I can't believe my Angle Corbin. Baron Corbin joke went on. Good
try.
Tears.
It was a good try.
No,
very good
no,
try.
It wasn't. I didn't try at all. All right. We'll just keep moving on. Who had the tag team titles changing hands here? Because I sure as hell didn't.
Not me.
Nope.
I mean, I guess I understand it, though, because if you want to build this division, what better way than to have these two beat this mega tag team at home? Right? Take advantage of it? I mean, what do you think, Rob?
They didn't beat the mega tag team. They pinned the other team.
Yeah, but they still won the titles from them. So we can build this to SummerSlam. Like, you can actually take another tag team and bring them up to Bianca and Jade's level for a couple months.
Well, I mean, okay. Look, I think they did this to do a solid for Alba because her mom died and they were in Scotland. Okay. That's all I think this is. I think Bianca and Jade are going to win them back very convincingly within a couple of weeks.
So you don't think they're going to win them back on a pay-per-view?
Oh, it might be Money in the Bank. They might just do a rematch there, and they'll just squash them, and they'll win them back. Otherwise, I'm sorry, you don't have the Road Warriors lose the tag team belts until they're about to leave the territory, okay?
Well they did.
I'm knowing, right. And it was,
I don't think the Styles I don't think they get defended at Money in the Bank. I think this is a rematch at SummerSlam, and I think they're trying to raise up Fire and Dawn, Ray.
I don't. Because Alba just got choked out in 2 minutes by Shayna Baszler Monday night.
None of that matters anymore. Rob, you're too worried about wins and losses. Tune in on Wednesday nights on TNT.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ray.
Okay.
Bianca and Jay don't want those titles no more. They're done. They're going into Money in the Bank season. Yeah, that was never a long time.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're going in, it's Money in the Bank season.
Okay, those belts go into witness protection if they're not on big stars, okay? So guess what they're about to do? I'll be back in witness protection. Okay.
Okay.
Let the old wise man jump in here.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Here's what I think they did. I think, one, yeah, I agree with Rob. They did a solid here for Alba. But also what they did was, knowing that as much as I love Piper Niven, Piper Niven was not defeating Bayley tonight. And now knowing what the finish was the Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest match, they were not going to go zero and out, you know, three up, three down with all the Scots, you know, in the hometown. So somebody had to take the win. I think that's what they did here. I agree with you to a line here, Tony, that they are trying to build up the rest of the division. And that's been kind of the problem with the men's division, because the Usos had the tag team championships on lockdown for so long that no matter how good anyone else was, they all looked less than. So how do you make these women look better? Somebody got to win something somewhere, and it's got to matter when they win.
What if we make Fire and Dawn, by having them win here, lose at Money in the Bank, and then lose again at SummerSlam in a triple, like in a best of three, right? Like, you have another team that's comparable to these two megastars that once they're done with their run, they're not going to ever team together again, because we all know they're building towards a WrestleMania match, right? So they win them back at SummerSlam. Fire and Dawn are there, and they're credible because they beat them and they had these great feud with them, best of three. And then as we move forward, I just feel like at some point, maybe Survivor Series-ish, maybe they win them back, they split, get a Rumble thing, and that's your WrestleMania match.
But we build to WrestleMania.
Yeah, really, Ray, I see you jumping in here.
Yeah, I really think they're going to waste maybe the best babyface in the company and the biggest new star they've had in years. In a tag team for a year?
Well, it builds to a WrestleMania match for them, and it legitimizes Jade. And I mean, you don't think a big feud between Jade and Bianca carried to WrestleMania for a match is good? I'm going to shut up now. I have nothing more to say. I just want to hear what you have to say.
We're not disagreeing. It's just, man, we want to see things the way we've seen them before so often. So we've seen the tag team break up. I mean, WrestleMania, that is the only way they got to have the feud. They could be around. One thing they've done a great job of doing is, from the moment Jade debuted, showing that Naomi, to a lesser extent Bayley, Jade, and Bianca are all friends. Even when they're not involved in each other's matches or situations, they're still all homies. They're still all friends. They still hang out with each other. They still do stuff for each other. They're still around each other. So they can be in each other's space for the rest of the year and not have to be in a tag team. But we're going into Money in the Bank, where you're going to need four viable people from SmackDown, four from Raw, for the Money in the Bank match. The Bayley-Nia feud is about to happen because Nia won the Queen of the Ring, and that's happening at SummerSlam. Whoever wins is going to need challengers. There's not that many top-level people on SmackDown right now, you know? Maybe Bayley can get another match with Tiffy before Nia, but Nia winning at SummerSlam, please understand. So she's going to have to depend against some baby faces, right? So you can keep them in the same space until they finally bump into each other in a negative way and then hit into WrestleMania. But they're too big of a team, too big of individual stars to keep them stuck in a tag team for a very long time. Especially when we're out here doing billion-dollar deals and having stadium shows and everywhere. We're going to Antarctica next week. We're going to the moon. We got to that. Like, it's ridiculous. You need your biggest stars doing big star things.
Go ahead, Rob.
Okay. Now, my counter to that is that having two big stars in the tag team division is necessary. Okay? That's when those belts get used the best. When you have Bayley and Sasha, when you have, in this case, Bianca and Jade, when Ronda was one of the tag team titles, they got more TV time than normal. Okay. And when you put them on women who we would like to get more TV time, they always end up in witness protection. Okay. And that's under Triple H too. Okay. And so that was not just Vince's name. okay? And so, and right now, I mean, okay, I mean, if Nia beats Bayley, okay, then you want to have her feuding with Bianca and Jade in the fall? And then,
yeah, why not? I mean,
okay, and then, so what happens? Neither one of them beats Nia, and then they end up fighting with each other?
First and foremost, I have no problem with that being a non-title match, personally.
Okay, I'm not saying.
No, I'm saying, I have no problem with being a non-title match. But what if they play it out? I'm now on fantasy booking, and I apologize for those of you listening. What if?
Tony.
Exactly. What if Nia beats Bayley at SummerSlam? She gets the rematch next, whatever. Then Nia has to.
I like it.
Nia has to beat Bianca. Then Nia has to beat Jade. However you want to go first or second. And then they have the triple threat where one of them pins the other to beat Nia, which causes the friction between the two. Like, there's many ways you could do it. We're 9 months away from WrestleMania. Like, we can play it anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that, okay, if...
Rob, you wrap up, and then we're going to go to DJ.
Okay, if you're going to do the match at WrestleMania, the split needs to come as close to WrestleMania as possible. If you do the split too early, then you got 7 or 8 months of having
that's
to do
what
this.
I'm saying. I'm with
and you. And then that's too long. That's too 7 or 8 months is too long.
I get what Ray's saying, but I also get what Rob's saying. We're all rooting for Jade and the way she's being booked, right? We can all agree on that. Like, we want her to be booked greatly. We want her to have success. She looked amazing today. I thought, how did you guys like the rules to this match? No, she looked good. It came out with the double fucking thing where she came back.
No, she botched. She had like 3-4 botches. She didn't.
No, but I mean, she looked good. She looked good, though.
She always looks good.
But she always looks good.
Yeah.
This was a bad day at the office for her. Now, it's one of very few, but this was a bad day at the office.
I don't know. DJ, close it out.
I've got two thoughts on that match. One, I'm going to go with something that Rob said real quick about how, you know, the women's tag team champions, if they're not the bigger stars, they go into witness protection. There's not a lot of TV time for them. I'm going to piggyback on something that Chad Gable said in an interview recently. One of the things that led to him re-signing with WWE was Triple H told him that he's trying to juggle everybody and get everybody ample TV time. Okay, so I firmly believe that even though Alba and Isla are now the TV, historically, Rob is correct. You know, when the Iconics won the Women's Tag Team Championships, they were fucking ghosted. Okay, and there's a list of girls that you can say the exact same thing about. But I think under Paul Levesque's tenure here, you're going to see them on TV more. A quick thing about the Jade thing, I'm not going to hold too much of this against her other than to say, moving forward, I really think if she's going to do tag team matches with Bianca, Bianca needs to be the one taking the hot tag. Jade's not ready for that spot yet. Like, I get that they're trying to present her as the big power hitter, the heavy hitter, and they want to do all these big spots. Rob said something in chat that I agree with. She needs to not do that springboard anymore. She's too tall. I don't fault her for the rope slip. Her foot slipped, not her fault. When she went for the pop-up powerbomb thing, somebody got under her foot, and she did the best she could to sit out with it without crushing the other girl. And kudos to Shayna Baszler for having enough ring awareness to know, and she slapped a rest hold on Jade Cargill real quick, like, and slowed the whole thing down.
Yeah.
Awesome ring awareness on Shayna Baszler. That's all I've got. That's it.
And knowing is half the battle.
So,
that's a compliment, hold on, DJ, for your analysis.
You want her to be Ricky Morton?
I do. For now. For now. I want her to take the heat for now because she's not ready for that hot tag role, dude.
I don't think that's in her, dog.
She's not ready for that hot tag spot.
She is, and I mean this truthfully with love and respect. She's Goldberg.
I see. I want her to be better than Goldberg. This is my personal wants.
Rob,
I do too. I don't mean she's Goldberg in the sense of I'm
that's three.
I'm picking her.
That's three. That's three. I can't.
Uh-oh, the Goldberg. Room.
I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. We got about 30 more seconds. Like, you know, Ray. Rob, Bob. I can't do anything about it. There's nothing I can do. It's almost over. Sorry, go ahead. I can't help it.
I don't know the rules, clearly.
Okay, well, I'll just say this is one more reason why I want the tag team to go on longer, because there's still stuff she's got to iron out in the ring.
Yeah, but she's going to have to start doing that in a singles capacity eventually. Why not start now?
Because she ain't ready.
Look, man, if she ain't ready now, then just fire her, dog. Like, at a certain point, man, grown people got to be grown people, bro. Like,
no, there's money there. She's going to get there. I just think they need to alter how they're dealing with her for now.
All right.
I gotta think about this Jay Cargill Ricky Morton thing, bro. Like, you gotta blow my mind with that. Wait a minute.
Hey, listen to the guy who actually stepped into a ring raid.
No. Hey, when it comes to ring stuff, I always go to DJ, but I gotta think about that.
Well, her taking the heat doesn't sound like a great idea on its own, but that's, I think right now I agree with DJ, because when you do the high tag, you got to come in and you got to do all this rapid fire stuff, and
you
got
to be clean, man.
Yeah.
Is comparing her to Brock better than comparing her to Bill?
No, because she is Bill. She absolutely is Bill.
Right now she's Bill. She could be Brock.
Guys, you can't just jump around it. Like, it doesn't matter if you say that or
why not.
You still have to do it.
Oh, okay.
Like, three times we're fucked again. Like, you can't just be like, ooh, I said Bill. Like, I know what you meant.
Can I refer to that guy from the Atlanta Falcons and get away with it?
Yeah. Not three times in a row. I mean, it's three times. It's a Beetlejuice kind of thing, guys. Okay, I can't help it. It's like, it's already set. I can't change it. There's nothing I can do. It's three times.
Fuck your rules.
I think
no one ever said to me, fuck your rules, and I love it. That's the most favoritist thing
ever.
It
pleases me to be the first.
It's my favoritist thing everybody's ever said to me, to be honest with you.
I've been a lot of firsts, so that makes me happy.
Listen, okay. 3 months makes all the difference in the world. It's like sitting, you draft a quarterback in the first round, the difference between sitting him in the first season and playing him in the first season, that might be his whole career. Okay, you can totally fuck somebody's career up playing them in the, you know, as a rookie instead of winning a year. Like your boy.
I agree with that completely, yeah. I agree with that
completely. So I think three or four more months of tag teams and house shows, I think, make a whole world difference. Because just recently, look, just last week, she was supposed to have a singles match with Indy, and they changed it to a tag team match.
My only problem with that thought process is people like you and people who are looking at her and want her to critical or want her to do better, which you all do, is going to keep saying, well, another 3 months. Well, another 3 months. Well,
oh, no. Look, if there's a certain point where you just got to say, okay, well, it ain't happening.
It's happening. She's great. Yeah, she's maybe a little slower than everybody else, but everybody else has been doing this for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 years. Let her cook. Let her learn. She's going to have to bump her head and mess up in front of millions of people to get it. That's how you, DJ, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, she is visually a superstar. Like, yeah. You look at her and you see the vision, you see the money, you see all of it. So she unfortunately doesn't get the benefit of doing the reps on an indie circuit or a small NXT circuit. And where you can screw up in front of 150, 200 people, and nobody says shit. You know, unfortunately, she is in front of 10, 15, 20, 50,000 people. So, you know, we are what we are. At the end of the day, my personal opinion, she's going to be just fine. But I just, for me, this is now like the second or third outing where there's been a little something. Maybe change the formula just a little bit to protect her a little bit more.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here on Chairshot Radio Network, and we're going to come back and catch up on the last three matches. We got Rob, we got DJ, we got Ray, and PC right here, Chairshot Radio Network. You know you can find it on all of your favorite streaming platforms. In addition, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. Makes a great gift.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back. You're listening to ChairShot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms, and thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com. I got Rob and DJ from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. I got ChairShot legend Ray Cash back on the show. PC Tunney with you as well. Clash at the Castle, Scotland. What a great show. DJ, another in a long line of above-average PLEs from WWE. I was lucky enough to argue with DP and call the card. Sami Zayn defending that title against Chad Gable. That was a really good time, my friend. I mean, I had fun watching that match and the progression of eventually Otis and Maxine turning on Chad Gable in a certain kind of way.
According to my official count on this week's episode of the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, uh-oh, Chad Gable has now lost his 174th chance at the WWE Intercontinental Championship.
That's almost as many times as Ray Cash has washed Flash Gordon.
Almost. He's getting close. But all in all, man, I thought this was an awesome match. Like, I really, really did. I had Gable winning because, like I said, after 173 failed attempts, you got to get him on 174, and he did not. Let's see where the story goes from here. But my bigger question is, what are we doing with an IC champ, Sami Zayn, for like this long?
Well, I mean, he beat Gunther. I mean, DP and I are talking since he beat Gunther that he has to hold this title till SummerSlam. Otherwise, like, why did he win? Like, if Gable was going to win the last time or this time, why didn't they just have him beat Gunther? Ray, you seem like you really want to jump in here. And DJ only seems to go, blah, to my response. I know, DJ, whatever. You can tell me to suck it all you want, you bald, fucking, beautifully bearded bitch.
DJ, I love you, boy. I love you, man. But today is June 15th. Sami Zayn won the title on April the 1st. What are we talking about?
Yeah, this is like his 112th time as the Intercontinental Champion. He doesn't need to hold it for 7 months.
It's like three.
Is this his second time? All right, maybe I overcompensated here.
So I'm like, what are we talking about? and unlike a lot of title reigns, we can remember every feud he's been in since he won the title. They've all been good.
No, it has been a good reign. I'm mostly in jest. I'm more asking the question, what are we doing with Chad Gable here?
That's the real question. But so clearly there's a plan though.
Yes, because he just re-signed.
Yeah, but also there's this version of WWE, the old version to an extent, but this version of WWE for sure doesn't do things on accident. So the fact that we keep seeing Chad talking with Brutus and Julius, we keep seeing them in the periphery of the group. We keep seeing Otis explaining to, apologizing to Sammy, and Sammy trying to get him to break, but he's like, we've been homies since we were at the Olympic compound, and he brought up, he lost Tucker, and he lost Mandy, and he lost the briefcase, and he's nothing. There's clearly something's happening. My question is, are we getting to the point where him winning the title won't matter as much?
That's where I'm with you, okay? Because I'm looking it up now, okay. All right, his first shot, he lost to Gunther on July 31st.
Yeah.
This has been going on for almost a year. Okay. So he's lost to Gunther a few times. He lost the gauntlet match to go to WrestleMania and get the title shot. He's lost it. Now he's lost to Sammy multiple times.
Yep.
And Rob, do you think that the fact that his contract was going to expire and he refused to renew until now, that maybe they were just like, hey, you know, once you renew.
No.
Okay.
No, I think, because there was nothing, there were no reports that there was anything contentious about his re-signing, just that his contract was coming up.
On top of that, as we've seen, if you believe the sheets of the dirt, these people are not starting to have renewal talks until the end of their contracts. It's not like they're having renewal talks a year out like they used to, like, well, all of them. Recently.
They were talking about Drew last year, though. Drew's contract stuff was being mentioned last year. And he just
Ray means that they're not talking about their contracts until they're nearly up anymore.
And Rob, to your point, Drew's contract was up last year. He signed a small extension to get him to WrestleMania.
Oh.
Yeah, that I knew.
Okay, but there haven't been any. There's been no tea leaves about his resigning being contentious on any level. Now, I just think that this has been going on for almost a year, and I think they're dragging it out too long, and then in kayfabe, this is a sport. How many times do you lose and then you keep getting shots? AJ lost once and got told to go in the back of the line.
I mean, okay, that's AJ.
Okay,
point. That's good.
Okay, AJ lost one time and was told you got to go to the back of the line.
Right, well, but and Gable only like, got this extra match because Sammy gave it to him, for the record.
Synergy is gonna kill your fandom, Rob. Don't rely on it.
It's called logic, man. I'm the scientist, man. Okay?
Yeah, well, that's what's going to ruin your experience, my friend.
I thought DPP was the scientist.
No, things have... No, I'm sorry, okay?
That's true. That's very true.
Gimmick infringement!
Yeah, dude. Sorry. I better watch out. He's got way more money than all of us.
I'm the mathematician, okay? And...
Ray's texting DP now. Now I'm really sorry for Rob. I still love you. Hope we're still friends.
Listen. I don't need look. This does not have to be Shakespearean kind of plot, level thinking or whatever.
I don't even want to know what Ray's writing. I need right now.
To make basic sense. I'm a mathematician. I need to make things logical, basic logic.
About this shit. Okay. Talking about you, Rob.
No, okay, I'm talking about the gimmick stuff, not
logic. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Rob. Listen.
This has been going on with Gable for almost a year now. And so having him be unsuccessful and it leading to a heel turn is fine. Okay. But this has been going on for almost a year. And they keep putting him in the spots where, okay, he gotta win here. Okay, they really need to do this here. Okay, they really need to do this now. Because it's taking too long. And like Ray said, when he finally does win. It's not gonna, the feeling, you're risking that when it finally does win, that it's not gonna, people are gonna be kind of already checking out on the story, and because it's been going on for almost a year.
Go ahead, DJ.
And for the Intercontinental title, all right, and this isn't Cody losing at 39 and then having to go through Brock and then having to go through some other people and then winning the Rumble again. This isn't that. This is a guy who got beat a bunch of times for the Intercontinental title, okay, and that's all. That's what this is. I mean, dragging this out for a year is,
We hear you, Rob. DJ, jump in.
I gave my 2 cents. This is Ray Cash's turn.
Okay, good, Ray. Good.
Are we missing the forest for the trees? Are they telling us that he's not going to win? And this,
then what are we doing?
Well, so I think
you don't think you don't think they're preparing him to challenge for the world title.
No. Oh, they're absolutely.
That's not what they're
the
doing.
Not tomorrow. No. Not on the line. But
soon.
No.
Okay.
While I still think that there is the idea of him winning that IC title, they keep mentioning that he's never won a singles title. So there's clearly talk there and the story there. But let's say he never wins the IC title. He's got a story. The match that people want to see isn't Sammy versus Gable right now. It's Otis and Gable, because Otis is going to turn on him, and that's the thing.
Yes.
So you have a story there with that. You have a story with him in the Creeds. You have a story with him really transforming into Kurt Angle and going on a run with the Creeds, who are a younger, more athletic version of Sheldon and Charlie, and can go being in the business for 2-3 years, right? And that could go on a run of its own where you can build them up. Again, Chad has shown he is not against building up like from the ground back up naturally and organically. And maybe we have something again there. But me and Rob on the same point here. While I want to see him win the title, I don't know if it's a need anymore, because I think we've reached a point where it's not going to be a big deal for, he'll play it. Like remember when Angle won the title and he cried, like he won his,
he won the gold again.
I could see him doing that if he does win the IC title, but I don't know who this helps anymore. And even Sammy tonight, he looked at him and he said, "We're done. It's over." Now, that's just talking. We don't know if that's real, but we're going into Money in the Bank season is the reset for the summer, that the Rumble is the reset for Mania season, right? So things are about to get switched up a little bit, new feuds, new people in more prominent positions. You got a guy named Bron Breakker who's destroying and murdering people on a regular basis. There are some different things here. Big Bron's going to want a title eventually. It's a lot of moving parts on Raw. And everybody's not going to go for the world title because Gunther got it sold up. We know that's happening April 1st, right? Sammy might be in for it.
August?
August 1st. You know what I'm saying? Same shit.
August 3rd. I got you back.
Yeah.
I got you back.
Thank you.
I got you back.
So, like, there's a lot of moving parts here that maybe Gable needs to go ahead and step away from this and build this new group up. And when he comes back to a world title scene, maybe he's bigger than IC title and he really is for the world title, like you say.
We got to keep moving. We got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to keep moving. We've all had our thoughts here on the Gable and Zayn thing. I'm sorry, Rob. I apologize.
No, I know. Because, look, I can go on forever. I know.
We're going to move on to Bayley and Piper. And I'll go right back to you, Rob, right away.
Okay.
Did you think chance Piper was going to win this? Because there were some spots there where I was like, ooh, maybe. Especially after the tag titles.
Put it this way. They did a great job of, you know, doing stuff that made the match look like it might be in jeopardy, even though there was zero chance she was winning. And Chelsea Green is just outstanding. And it was the only match on the card where I actually liked the finish. So, you know, it was the only.
How much you guys love Chelsea Green coming back out with a mask? I mean, yes. Like,
big pop.
It was like, who is the Mets manager that came out back out with the mustache? Well, Bobby Valentine. That was totally Bobby Valentine shit. That was amazing.
There was a tweet that showed a picture of her before the show outside that said Chelsea Green, and then her with the mask, and it said Chelsea Verde. I died, bro.
That's amazing.
That's hilarious.
It is.
Yeah. Y'all get it when you get home. Y'all get that.
No, I got it. I got you.
I got it.
Five dings. Go ahead, DJ.
Oh, you don't have to.
For me, hold for hold, beat for beat, minute for minute, this was the match of the night. For me, personally. This is now three events in a row where Bayley has shown out, and at some point, we need to have a serious discussion as to how goddamn good she is. Because I think the discussion often gets buried under the other four horsewomen discussions, as well as a lot of the up-and-coming talent that we are rightfully excited about.
She's second in the four horsewomen.
Undoubtedly. Bayley is that damn good, and I love this match.
Who's last, honey?
Sasha. It's not even close. Versus Charlotte.
I'm good. Rob. I'm done. Who's next?
We both agree. Why? Who's mad at me for saying that? It's Charlotte Bayley.
I'm sure there's some kid in his mom's basement with a neckbeard and Cheetos in it that's angry at you right now.
I just personally get a chuckle out of that because she has some very overzealous fans who like to shit on everybody else.
I think Sasha's great, by the way. I just don't think she's better than the other horsewomen. I don't know. What do you think, Ray?
I think Bayley's last only because the other three have more star power than her. And ultimately, star power is what makes money.
Like,
Bayley might be the best wrestler of the four.
This is the worst conversation out of all the wrestling conversations because they're all great. Like, when I put Sasha last, people think I'm disrespecting her. I love her. I think she's amazing.
Yeah, we're putting these four on an upper echelon of discussion here. We're not putting anybody in the basement.
My favorite women's wrestling match ever is the Raw where Charlotte and Sasha wrestled and Sasha put her in the hold in the rail up in the crowd.
That was in Charlotte.
Yeah. I don't hate any of that stuff. So, all right, guys. Damian Priest won. None of us thought that was going to happen, right?
Not on my card, sure.
I thought it was Drew. I mean, the title of the show this week for me was Drew Wins, right?
Okay, I'll say this. It was I give them points for the cleverness of how they did it. I really wanted Drew to win. I really felt like, okay, we can't do this to him again, right? But I got to give them points for doing that about as clever as you possibly could. Because, you know, the Judgment Day being banned from ringside meant that somebody else was coming. And it just didn't matter who that somebody else was going to be. And so it being, because I didn't know it was Punk until he stopped counting.
As soon as I saw his shoe, I'm like, oh, that's Punk.
Not because when he stopped counting, I was like, oh, here it
immediately.
Is.
Yeah.
Now the sneakers were a giveaway for me.
I'm not a Kevin Dunn hater like so many people are. But Kevin Dunn couldn't have done that made it that perfect. That
not
was
at
perfect.
All.
Perfect. The zoom out of showing the ref run down the long thing, following him from behind, that was perfect, dog. Like, I audibly popped. I don't audibly pop often. I audibly screamed. I was like, oh my God. That's like, they got me there. Well done.
I don't know what else to say. You guys kind of covered the finish perfectly.
Again, A plus for execution for me, D for content.
can we show some love to Priest though for being just a badass? Because like after that botch where his ankle got caught.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Gutted
out for 20 more minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was completely fine. I think he just got caught. Like, he saved himself. I think it was like looked horrible, but nothing actually bad happened there.
Tony, you're secretly 6'9", right? You know how it is when you're tall and you hurt your lower extremity.
I'm 6'1" with my shoes off.
Don't believe that.
Well, so am I.
I'm 6'1", but I don't believe. No, Tony's 6'9". Yeah. Tony and Randy Johnson are the same height. Don't let nobody fool you.
I've never.
Tony can play power forward, power forward for the Bucks right now.
Never,
don't listen to him.
I've never killed a pigeon with a baseball. Nobody.
Don't listen.
That's still the greatest gif in the history of any
okay,
sport
good,
ever.
We all got it.
Boom.
greatest. Just
you know,
baseball
Randy,
feathers done.
Randy Johnson feels bad to this day about that. But anyway, yeah. I mean, just another good show, though, right? I mean, all in all, everything that happened, like we all expected to be champion, 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 new champion, and it wasn't. Like, you got a surprise here. You got a surprise at the end. We're leading into more stuff. We've already all talked about things that could happen in every storyline that was up for grabs at the show, Ray.
I think this was important. First and foremost, you're lying to yourself. You don't think Drew is the man, right? He was probably the fourth biggest star in the company, and that's behind Roman, Cody, and
Punk.
Bianca.
Probably Punk. Punk. Or Bianca.
Yeah, Punk, right? But Drew was the man, no doubt. So, loss or not, Drew's the man. But also, I think this is important for us now in this new world of WWE where every pay-per-view, every PLE, is overseas or in a stadium, except for, like, the big four.
Let's put it this way. They don't have to pay Dolph Ziggler anymore because Greg's paying him.
Well, that is a fact, actually.
Yes.
I think it's important because this stuff like this can show you don't have to book the finish for the good guys always to win. And on a lot of the times when they go to these places, when they had Elimination Chamber at in Australia, everybody knew Rhea was winning because that's her homecoming, right? When you had Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico, everybody knew Bunny was winning. It's, you know what I'm saying? So
I'll give
now
you Bunny,
I think
but
we
not
have
Rhea.
Some...
I'll give you Bunny, but not Rhea.
No, everybody and the mama knew Rhea was winning.
Oh,
yeah,
not
but not because
Rhea
she was at home.
That day.
But not because she was at home, because she was moving to Mania. That's why.
I think it was more because she was at home.
But at the same time, it was like, yeah, you know what I mean.
We'll put,
okay,
they booked,
maybe.
They booked the match
combo,
because she was at
home. Combo.
Yeah, there you go. That no, Rob hit on that. They booked because she did not have to have a match at that PLE.
Right,
Nia hadn't even feuded with her for like 2 weeks.
They booked the match because.
But that's big, right? Like the only other time I could think of this, the non-Drew situation, is Sammy in Montreal. But I don't argue Sammy won that night. Sammy lost the match, but Sammy won the night.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up here. Great day. Another great show. I'm going to go DJ Rob Ray, and then I'll get us out of here. Look for us here again on Sunday morning after Bash in Berlin. DJ and I will be here. Hopefully Rob, maybe Ray. We'll see what happens. Go ahead, DJ.
Hey, Ray. Your boy Patrick needs to get me back on Bandwagon Nerds, okay?
I'll send him a message, but I'm not on Bandwagon Nerds. What can I do?
Oh, you got... Sorry.
Doug, I am no good about podcaster. I am retired.
And I have no in with Patrick anymore. He's banned me again for something. So
that's funny.
Rob,
you need to come on with us again, Ray.
Rob, you need to just message Patrick yourself, because that's the only person who's going to get you back on Bandwagon Nerds.
I pop in from time to time. And, you know, there are some possibilities that can get me back. But right now, I'm enjoying not having an extra job.
Well, Ray, you need to come on with me then, okay, sometime soon.
Well, the two of you need to talk about this off the air. Go ahead, DJ.
Okay.
You can find me on the app formerly known as Twitter, at The Mindless Pod. You can listen to me, Rob, and Jason every Saturday morning on thechairshot.com. That is the Mindless Wrestling Podcast.
Rob, I know you got a bunch of stuff going on.
Okay. Well, DJ just gave plug to the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. You can hear me on my own thing, the Rob the Genius Podcast, every couple of weeks. And other than that, I write stuff and at robsgenius.com. And whenever Tony puts up the call and I'm available, I come on with you guys. So
follow me at PC Tony. DJ, thank you once again. Rob, always good to see you. Ray, you can show up as often as you like. You know that. I love you, brother. Continue to follow everything Chair Shot Radio Network. And we had a good time. Clash at the Castle. We keep moving on. Money in the Bank's coming soon. And then we're on our way to not WrestleMania, SummerSlam, the WrestleMania of the summer, guys.
Before we go,
yeah, go
before
ahead.
We go, can we do a once quick around? Who do we think are the favorites for the Money in the Bank?
Oh yeah. You go ahead, run the segment.
Okay, well I'll go first to be quick. I think it's Jay and Tiffy.
Jay Uso and Tiffany Stratton. Okay.
Anybody else? I'm saying favorites. I'm not saying we're a month away.
I think Jay is a favorite, but I originally thought, they're doing this thing with Tiffany and Nia becoming buddies, and I thought they were going to maybe be the ones to beat Jade and Bianca for tag team titles. That may not happen now. We'll see. I think Jay definitely, not sure on the women's side. It'll be somebody from SmackDown, because, you know, the Raw one isn't changing until Rhea comes back. So unless somebody Rhea beats Liv and then somebody cashes in on Rhea, that could happen.
Would you be cool with a surprise Becky return?
Nope.
Don't ask him about the orange-haired lady.
You know me. You don't ask me that question. Right? I mean, but actually, you know, look, given the landscape of the division, women's division overall, they actually need her over there. So
DJ? DJ?
I'm going to side with Ray. I think Jey Uso is a shoe-in for the men. Tiffany, probably for the women. The only thought that I have is that if Jey Uso's winning, he is 1,000% having a successful cash-in. Somebody's got to have an unsuccessful cash-in. I don't think you do that to Tiffany. That's the only thing. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, the women haven't failed yet, and it's just...
Exactly. That's the other thing. The women have not failed on their cash-in.
I think it's due.
I think it's due.
Well, then if it's going to be due, it's not going to be Tiff then. It's going to be somebody else.
Exactly. It'll be the crow lady. I forget her name right now.
Lyra
Valkyria.
Oh yeah, let her lose. That's cool. I'll quote that. Let her lose. Keep her losing. It's fun to see her lose.
You don't like her?
I like her. I think she's not as good as people think she is. I think she's a very likable person. She's very pretty, and she's a damn hard worker.
But bell to bell, she's awesome. I like her bell to bell.
She's a 7.5 out of 10.
Seven and a half is awesome. That's a 700 ball player.
You gotta come on with us. We gotta continue this, Ray.
My brother DJ, we are in the world now where the average is 8. 7.5 is not great anymore.
Let me guess. She's 8 in a Tokyo Dome. You get out of here.
shout out to Uncle Dave, right?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Tunney's tired of our shit. Look
Who's
at him.
Who's your two? Who's your two?
Before you get out of here. Is it my turn? Is my turn?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can go now, Tunney. This is your show.
Now I go. This is my show? Get the fuck out of here.
One, do we go on three, or is it one, two, three, and then go?
Also, I want to say is I thank you guys. I love you guys. Chair Shot Radio Network on all your favorite streaming platforms. But Chad Gable. Charlotte. Ooh, 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 ooh. Charlotte Flair. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Ah. Don't talk to me like that. Oh, you got something to say after this stun ray. I see that. I can see it in your eyes. Go ahead. About to come down. Hold on. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Ray Cash.
You know you wanted to pick two AEW wrestlers.
Fuck you.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.